obviously he was one that was high on our list whenever we came to the club, but obviously things didn't materialise in getting him here in the January window, but we're over the moon today to finally get Darren and get him registered as a Derry City player. I think he'll have a fantastic career here. I think he ticks all the boxes for the player profiling that we're looking for. He's local, he's a good age, he has a lot of experience, having played at Corrine, being at Celtic as a young lad, being at Derry as a young lad, being at Institute Corrine, and then now lately Inverness. So over the moon to get him here today. I'm really looking forward to getting him training and getting him ready for the 1st of July.
Are you hoping obviously more?
Well, at the moment it's just Darren, but obviously it's well documented. We spoke to another one or two players, but this window's very difficult because there's a lot of clubs competing for the same players. It's also a difficult window in terms of where our season finishes at the end of October. So anybody that will be coming in will be looking for a longer term contract, and that's what we want. We want to make sure that the players that we're bringing into the club are going to be not only here just for the rest of the season, but also all of next season. So as we said when we come in, myself, Paddy, Kevin and Marty have been working extremely hard behind the scenes to try and grow the place and try and bring in a squad that's going to be able to compete over the coming years. And we're delighted today that we have somebody in that we think can help us do that.
Obviously, Darren isn't available until July, and you've a massive game now at Tala. It's a brilliant game for us.
It's a team that have shown what is achievable with a bit of patience and a bit of time and a bit of togetherness. Stephen's done a wonderful job down there. He's signed fantastic players, and they have a very different style of play in terms of how they build from the back and how comfortable they are in the ball. And you know, they're a very good side, and it's a side that we haven't taken anything from this year, and it's something we want to rectify. We don't want to lose to anybody three times in the one season, but we're under no illusions. It's going to be very difficult. It's one of the hardest places to go in the country in terms of getting a result, but on the back of being 2-0 down at Dundalk, we'll go there and we'll give it everything we have. And you know, we're able to pull it around in Dundalk, and we'll certainly get down to Tala with confidence, but also with a lot of respect, knowing it's going to be a very difficult game.
What do you like, sort of, anybody injured?
Well, Darren Cole's still struggling, and Darren's been magnificent for us this season. Patrick McLean is out, and obviously Michael McCrudden is out, so it tends to be the same players that will be involved again, and that's grand because the players have been magnificent. They've been fantastic. You know, they get us to the level where we're at this moment in time, having brought 17 players in January. You know, it has been a very pleasing start to the season, but there's a lot of points. This is our last game now till the last weekend in June. So there's a lot of points after the 1st of July transfer deadline. There's a lot of points up for grabs, and we want to make sure we're competitive, not only just tomorrow in Tala, but also for the remainder of the season.